expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Being Found Show, your show to help you find buying customers online, and the show that asks the question that when people search for your services online, are they finding you or are they finding your competitors? I'm your host, Chauncey Haworth, filling in for Cloudwise Joe, and this is Jake.
My name is Jake, and I'm your co-host today.
You're my co-host.
That's it.
My sidekick, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird that you wore like the superhero costume, you know, the leotard.
I did?
Yeah, just kidding.
Oh, yeah, no. Not today.
Right. So our first topic up for today is, like, really kind of what motivates you to succeed and, like, how to harness it. And I had a funny thing happen to me on the way down here. You know, I find myself – I'm a pretty snarky, sarcastic individual. So I constantly find myself like looking at other people in their lives and then relating it to my own life and either asking, what exactly did I do wrong or what exactly did I do right to be in this situation, you know, compared to some other lives
that I
see. And I don't mean my friends and stuff like that. I just mean, like, you know, I'll see people on the side of the road and I'll invent my own little backstory. And it's purely recreational.
Yeah.
So I stop off at Stumpy's on the way here to get a drink, and and I come pulling up, and here's this guy wearing, like, super stretched-out pajamas, like, basically holding him up as he goes in there. And I'm just like, okay, well, what's going on with this guy? And so I follow him in, and I get my drink, and I'm in line behind him, and he's just all... first off, for those of you listening online, this show is from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday morning. So it's about 8:30 as this is happening. And he says, I'd like a pint of vodka. and I'm like watching this going like, all right. He's just all, and the guy's just all, oh, yeah, a pint? And he's all, yeah, I'm trying to cut back. And I'm just all like... And he's, like, totally serious, you know. And so this was one of my moments in life that I'm, like, looking and going, I've either done something totally right with my life where I'm not in this situation, or I've done something totally wrong because here I am going to work and do a radio show on Saturday morning while this guy's getting a pint of vodka, you know. I hadn't really decided which one I was, you know. And so, you know, that really kind of... You know, put an exclamation point on, like, what motivates us and, you know, how to get through those motivations and stuff like that. And so, you know, the first question that kind of popped up for me for motivating and with my kids is, like, if you're not happy with what you're doing in life, you know, we kind of live in this world where everybody has been told, do what you love, and anything less than that, you're not doing it right. But, like, we also live in a world where I'm guessing nobody loves flipping burgers.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But everybody loves eating them.
Yeah.
You know, so we need people to flip burgers.
Yeah.
You know, so the advice that I've told my kids is, like, number one, do what you love. But if that doesn't work out, number two, do what you're good at so that you can afford to do what you love when you're not working.
And it's okay to have a starting point.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. I swept shop floors for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, landing in a career where you do what you're good at, you know, is definitely where it's at, you know. So I don't know what. Jake's a new father.
It's true.
So your new motivation is probably something new.
Well, you know, the finances are more important than they used to be,
right,
and tighter, which I think those things are always correlating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, got more mouths to feed, gotta make sure I'm doing a good job.
But you also go out less and spend less money on recreation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fact.
But before you had the kids, you were hardworking, your wife was hardworking. What was your motivation before you had the kids? To get the kids?
No. Is this a loaded question? Are you expecting an answer here? No.
No, not
okay.
Really.
Well, you know, motivation for working and doing a good job is that doing a good job is in itself a good thing. It has intrinsic value. So
doing a good job was its own reward.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds a little cheesy when you say it.
Like it does. It does. You know, everybody listening now just rolled their eyes going,
yeah,
oh,
I know.
Man, Jake's that guy. He's a goody-goody. Jake's a square.
It's true. I am a square.
I don't know if you're a square. You know, so this kind of prompts the old question. You know, the reason why I'm really asking this is I've found myself throughout my life feeling motivated and then not motivated. And I'm at this point in my life where my kids are moving out and they're moving on. And, you know, for the past 17, 18 years, my motivation has been, don't mess this up, you know.
Yeah.
Fear is the grand motivator for me.
Hmm.
You know, I was totally irresponsible 17 years ago. I probably can't even really go into it on the radio, but I was incredibly irresponsible. And then all of a sudden I have a baby and I'm raising a baby by myself. I'm holding the baby.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there with like five dude roommates in a pile of beer cans holding a baby going like, what am I going to do? You know, I've basically screwed up everything in my entire life. But if I screw this one up, I have a life of guilt and possibly prison, you know. So fear has been the great motivator. But here I am now trying to find a new motivation, and that's really what prompted my topic. So, you know, I always tell myself to fake it till I make it. But I'm not sure if that's really a good thing. That's kind of like not accepting your limitations, not accepting who you are in order to make those changes. It's sort of like spending your life trying to shove the square peg into the round hole, fake it till you make it, because sometimes maybe that just doesn't work.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard fake it till you make it. You know, that's a common phrase. And I've also heard a kind of a new-ish or phrase, fail forward.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
You know, those both kind of have the same ideas behind them. I'm in a job every day where I kind of have to fail forward. And it's okay. You know, if you screw it up, that's kind of like faking it till you make it.
Right.
I just like the idea of fail forward better because, you know, you try something, maybe you don't make it the first time, try it again.
It does seem like a little more honest of an approach. Fake it till you make it seems like you make a mistake and you're all, oh, no, that was great. You know,
yeah.
Where fail forward means like I made the mistake and I'm going to learn and move on.
Right.
Yeah. So that was kind of my other thought there. It's like, where do you draw the line on weakness or limitation and the lack of motivation? It's like, where do you have to accept your limiting points and where do you have to, like, move on? Where do you have to say, I need to either hire some help or hire a teacher? And where do you...
And how much time do we have?
A minute.
Okay, so real fast. If the square could give advice to anyone right now, it's don't load yourself up with so much debt that you're afraid to try the new thing that you might be better at and more equipped to do.
Mm.
That's, I mean, a huge deal. I've been able to switch careers in my life because I didn't have a ton of debt and I wasn't afraid to quit my job.
Right, yeah.
So don't let fear drive those decisions that you're making to go find what you love or what you're well-equipped to do.
All right. So I think that's a good answer. Get those shackles off your feet so you have the freedom to try something else. You're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out what's happening in Sacramento. What are all of these laws, including the newest bill that says you can only have 55 gallons of water to use daily? What's the impact on people up here in Northern California? This and Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Back to the Being Found Show, the show that asks you, are you being found by your potential buying customers? And if not, who is? In our last segment, we were talking about what motivates us. That was a fitting tune for that one. Up here, you know, we're going to talk about repurposing content. I know that's a very exciting term, but it actually is really exciting because most people don't do it. I don't do it enough. And Jake and I don't do it enough. But what repurposing your content really can do is sort of liberate you in the sense that you will find yourself needing to make less content. And you will find yourself being able to be more creative. You know, as a internet marketer guy, that's the technical term for it, for you guys out there that don't know. I own my own business, and people are just all like, oh, so you get to make your own hours. You get to choose your own hours. And I'm all, yeah, all of them. Those are the ones I got to choose.
You know?
But I do say that most jobs are basically a bunch of BS and, you know, maybe 5% creativity. But internet marketing, you know, I get like 15% creativity. There's still a lot of checklists. There's still a lot of stuff that just has to be done. But 5 to 15%, that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
And when you're repurposing content and sort of learning to be, I don't want to use this word smarter, but when you're moving up to the next level of doing your content, you know, you can up that to 20, 25% about getting creative with what you're working with.
Yeah.
You know, so let me explain to you how you can repurpose your content. Any business out there with a website needs content. So in your case of your website, it's textual content. So, you know, you write a blog. And that blog can be turned into a video by doing a voiceover and running a slideshow. So there, you just repurposed your content. Now you can upload that video everywhere and share it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but wait. That video had the audio. So now you extract the audio from the video. You now have an audio file that you can upload everywhere and share it. Oh, but you actually wrote a blog. That can be changed to a PDF. That can be put into print media so that you can print it in some sort of industry newspaper and so on and so forth. There is like a huge opportunity for you, for one, to make better content and sort of keep this creativity in mind. And you can really spread one good piece of content a long, long way. You know, you can get a month sometimes. I mean, if it's great, you could get several months worth of juice from one piece of content.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you're doing all the legwork up front. Why not take advantage of all those different verticals with that original content?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, the hard part tends to be wrapping your brain around all of it and all the potential. You know, I think that's what kind of holds a lot of us back is that, you know, we're flying by the seat of our pants. We're trying to make businesses survive. You know, who has time? Well, I'm a marketing guy, but I realize that a lot of you guys out there listening are not marketing guys. You're just business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean just business owners, but, you know, you don't have time to also be a marketing guy.
Yeah.
So it's like you come to guys like us and you say, just do it. And then guys like us put it into the mill, and then businesses want to see an immediate return for their buck, which automatically brings down quality. And as soon as quality is brought down, your repurposing becomes less effective, you know, because... So, you know, if I could tell anybody to do anything, it would basically be just invest yourself in just writing this great blog and then set it off to the side. Go ahead and keep the mill going on the other side. But, you know, set it off to the side and really just push it.
Yeah.
You know? So Jake and I really work together doing content marketing, and this is something that we could really do more, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And we had that discussion, I think, earlier this week about how a good way to potentially make a video voiceover of some of the content we've already created.
Right.
Because we've made some great content. Why not take that extra step?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the hard part that I'm not addressing that maybe some other marketing people out there are scoffing at is that... things get expensive when you bring in creatives.
That's true.
You know, so like, let's say I want to turn my blog into an infographic. You know, that's not cheap. I can't really just do it myself.
Yeah.
There are some programs out there that are infographic creators.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good, but they're not like creative. Yeah. You know, I mean, you're basically just using their template and putting in your own statistics and so on and so forth.
Which is a good starting point.
It is
starting point. If you've got the time and you can jump on. I'm thinking of Canva right now. CANVA.com.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I mean, they must have hundreds of templates you just plug your words and data into.
And what is that one? Do they have a free option? Or
They do have a free option, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. There's another one, Presently.
Presently?
Yeah, and it's like, it's made for presentations, but you can really just sort of quickly and easily, without any skill, sort of create these kind of cool, like, interactive slideshow thing. Slideshow is not even really the word. So let's say it like zooms in on a part of the picture and then it zooms out and comes over to this statistic and stuff like that. But really, it's made for your average Joe to get in there and stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, if I could get a time machine, I would go back in time and probably kill J.R.R. Tolkien. Because when I was a kid, I loved The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I loved it. And it sort of left me with this attitude that everything needs to just be epic and perfect. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he set like, the standard and the rest of the world
right,
is not
you know,
quite as good.
Now. Right. He wasn't an author. He was making the language. He was like cooking the cookies. He was writing the songs. I'm not kidding. He actually has like cookie recipes. I've made them. Because I was like so obsessed with these books when
That's
I was
hilarious.
Little. Yeah.
So do you speak Elvish? I just got to know.
No.
Okay.
Well. No. I could never get it perfect enough. No. But I would say that everybody needs to learn that there's tiers of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely the learning tier. And you really just have to, well, it's like we were saying earlier, you have to fail forward. Just get in there. And do it.
Make it, yeah.
And put it out there. And basically, if it's not out there and in your face, you won't be sitting there thinking, how can it be better the next time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So put it in your face. Let yourself be a little bit embarrassed, because people aren't really looking at your stuff like that. You know, people are looking at your stuff like, I don't know. It's way disposable to them. They have no emotional investment in your stuff.
Yeah, and that's a very common thing. I think artists have this issue where they all hate their paintings.
Right. Yeah.
Well, who cares if you hate your painting?
Right.
Does it get the point across?
Right.
Do other people like it? Put it out there. Spend a couple hours on something. Put it on your website. See what happens.
Right. Exactly. You know, and you'll find yourself repurposing your content. So.
Right.
So basically, as a business owner, you got a content company, you got a marketing company, ask them if they're making you content, blogging or anything like that, and say, okay, well, for the next 2 months, why don't we take one of these pieces of content, just one, and why don't we try to make something really, really good and see if it works out better than the other ones? Because one really, really good piece of content and all of its satellite expansions can be way more effective than 100.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back.
Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to enjoy life with family and friends and not a time to fear or worry. Financial exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or scammer is a common way that our older family members are taken advantage of. Unpaid bills, new credit cards, or unusual purchases by a caregiver might be signs of financial abuse. If you believe you or a loved one might be a victim, please call 225-5798. Once again, the number is 225-5798. Call anytime, day or night.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, the show that asks you, are you being found by your potential buying customers? And if not, who is? And the answer is, just in case you're not sure, it's your competitors. Your competitors are who's being found. If you're interested, you can check us out at beingfound.com or check us out on Facebook, or you can search for the Being Found Show, and hopefully we'll be found, because if we aren't, well then, we got some problems, but I do know that we will be found because that's our focus. Here we're talking about insights that will help you serve today's B2B buyer. B2B, for those of you who don't know or maybe new to all this, B2B is business to business and B2C is business to consumer. And B2B is traditionally... I don't know if you can say traditionally for the internet, but,
well,
you know, generations are small on the internet. So we're true. Like, you know, we're like 40 generations in, so we're good.
And they change every day. So.
Right. You know, B2B is more difficult, much more difficult.
Yeah.
This article that we're talking about that's on Think with Google, the article is actually called Three Insights That Will Help You Serve Today's B2B Buyer. Although I don't think that the article title is very good. I think that there are much more than three insights shared in this article, mm-hmm. although they give mm-hmm. themselves three headings, you know. So if you want to, you can check that out and look it up. Think with Google is this great site that is basically Google taking all the data, statistical data that they've acquired over the years and now currently, and sort of sharing it with people so that they can better market.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good explanation?
Oh, yeah. That's a great tool.
Yeah. And so B2B is traditionally much more difficult for several reasons. One is, the obvious one, there's a lot less of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot less businesses than there are consumers.
That's right.
You know, there's, 300 million plus in the United States? And I doubt there's 300 million plus businesses.
That's probably true.
Right. And me as an SEO, from an SEO standpoint, B2B is extra difficult because you end up picking up all that B2C traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And that traffic says, nope, we're out.
Right. And then you got a bounce rate.
And then you got all this negativity that comes along with that, man.
Yeah.
So here we're talking about, well, basically, there's an interesting paragraph at the beginning of this article, and I'll read it here. The way B2B buyers research and shop has changed dramatically in the last 5 years. The days when buyers would simply visit their local B2B store, talk with their sales rep, or order through a catalog are disappearing. With digital at the helm, most buyers are starting their purchase journey without setting foot in a store, even if they ultimately purchase offline. And that's sort of been the traditional way for B2B, is using that sales rep
mm-hmm.
and getting it out there. But, you know, this article makes a good point that B2B needs to be much more immediate. You know, a good thing that popped to my head when I was listening to this about getting the point of immediacy across to people is my stepfather, Gottfried, he is a mechanic that fixes the magazine presses that almost every major magazine uses in the country. And so magazines have deadlines.
Yeah.
And if your printing press is broken, you don't reach your deadline. And so when Gottfried is called out to a place, if they need a part and that part is somewhere in Europe, they don't order that part. What they do is they charter a plane. They put Gottfried on that plane. Gottfried flies to Europe, picks up that part, gets back in the plane and flies back with the part so that that thing can be fixed
wow.
and done on time. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order to make this happen. But, you know, hopefully this illustrates the point of when you're dealing with B2B, your needs can be straight up immediate.
Yeah.
You know, and so a large part of what this article is talking about is basically that in B2B, a lot of the research that people are doing is online. But ultimately, a lot of those purchases are still in store, which is a little shocking because we live in this world where so much of it has changed online. I think we were talking about statistics, and that was like 68% of 100 people have made an online purchase in the last 30 days, and like 98% of them have made an online purchase at some point.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like practically everybody.
Yeah.
You know. Or at least everybody old enough to have a credit card.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even include the dark web. But, you know, I think this is a good illustrating point for branding. You know, branding has become this, at first it was like this this buzzword where everybody's all, oh, branding. You know, what's your brand's font and what's your brand's scent? You know, my brand scent is BS, you know. So it started out as a buzzword.
Yeah.
But, and then later it became a joke. You know, oh, what's your brand? Yeah. But really, in B2B, I think branding is a great place to make that happen because it sort of pulls everything together into a single message that you can really get out there. You know, so don't worry about the font. Worry about the message.
Yeah,
worry about
absolutely.
The culmination of the message. Here's our mission statement, and we follow through with that. Mm-hmm. You know, 58% of B2B industrial manufacturer purchases start online research with a product, then follow up with a brand. So basically what this is saying is sales reps are out. You know, these businesses are doing the same thing that everybody else used to do, and they're trying to undercut their costs. So if you're a B2B business, I think the real takeaway here is that, you know, keep your sales reps. I'm not telling you to go fire all your sales reps.
Right.
But make sure that your website, your web presence, and your sales reps are all in line with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm constantly hearing frustrations about sales reps that they're not available or that they just made the purchase and took the money and, like, now they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so make sure that your sales reps are in line with your websites. You know, it could even be as simple as allowing somebody to log into your website and having a form where they can select that rep and send them an email immediately or send them a message.
Yeah.
That's also CC'd to their higher up so that, you know.
And I think the statement you made a minute ago, online research tends to be broad, an exploration of what's out there rather than a targeted search. This kind of speaks to on-site SEO. B2B customers are researching the not you per se, but your product before they're making the decision of who to buy from. So if you can get in their search while they're doing that initial research by using on-site SEO, that's a big deal. It means, I mean, you're the one controlling the flow of information to them about the products they're looking to buy. They're much more likely to look at you, but when they decide, okay, now I need to pick my B2B supplier.
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying, and I think a good tactic there would be to sort of exploit the B2C audience by being available during that research phase.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
during that research phase, you can basically suck up both B2B and B2C and provide that research information without really worrying about these sort of big bounce rates and stuff like that.
Right.
Because they're just doing their research. And then basically they're going to search for bulk items and, you know, and at that point probably follow the brand back because, you know, let's say I have a shop and I sell Chauncey's Wingdings,
mm-hmm.
and they say, oh, this is great. Wingding.com sells Chauncey's Wingdings, but now I want a bulk order of Chauncey's Wingdings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Chauncey'sWingdings.com and try to find out, you know, where I can get these bulk straight from manufacturer purchase, you know.
That's right.
So that's really what they're saying about branding. We're coming up on a commercial break, so stick around. You're listening to the Bean Found Show.
I'm
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Found show, the show that asks a bunch of stuff about your business and whether you're doing well or not. Kind of fell apart on that one. You know, but this is sort of a little bit more of a lighthearted topic here. The topic that we're going to discuss for this last segment here on the Being Found show, and if you're interested, check us out at beingfound.com, is if social media doesn't convert, what's the point? And this can be applied to a lot of things, that if these things don't convert to dollars, what's the point, you know? And I think the most immediate answer to this would be that not having a Facebook page is the equivalent of not having a fancy business card in the 80s. You know, if you don't have one, chances are you're not really a business, you know, and there's this sort of like broader range of conversion that really is very, very difficult to get statistics on. And, you know, so having this sort of presence adds credibility that maybe will never, ever be talked about outside of the person's own psyche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this kind of fits into what we were talking about last time about market research. You know, I mean, wouldn't you find a business that had a social media presence to be more credible?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I would even do some research there, you know, if I was going to be making a purchase from that company.
Yeah. And I would too. And we live in a weird time where people's personal opinions are marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a little blown away. I was listening to some conservative talk radio show, and they have like Patriot Mobile. Basically, are you sick of your mobile phone company giving to all of these liberal causes? So now you can get this conservative phone company that will only give to conservative causes. And then there's another one that's like a competitor for AARP only. It's like the conservative AARP. And I live up here in Reading, so I have a lot of access to conservative stuff. But I can guarantee you that the liberal side is doing this as well. They've monetized that. And so sure, when people go to this social media stuff, they say, this is in line with who I am and what I've done. And, you know, so you go to your company and they're just all like, oh, well, we had the big event where we gave to the, you know, to the Pride Parade. And, and people will say, that's totally in line with what I, you know. So it's getting really sort of weird that this stuff can be so much in your social media realm. I am not telling local business to do this. Actually, I think it's a little weird, you know, that you would put your political opinion in there. But I am just pointing out that a lot of people have monetized this to their advantage.
Well, you know, you pay a marketer to come up with some great ideas, and someone thought, well, let's try this. Let's see if this one sticks.
Yeah. Well, this is a little off topic, but I was reading that we're even more divided politically than we were during the election.
Hmm.
And like statistically, I'm like, how is that even possible, man? We were like, people were like up in arms. It was like crazy, you know. But I think the reason why we are more divided is because both sides figured out how to monetize this stuff. You know, so now there's not only people's opinions and the political machine with two different ideas, but there's also thousands upon thousands of Joes and Schmoes pumping money into it on a marketing level, you know. But, you know, this actually started out as talking about what's the point of having social media. And the point is to get your message out there and convert, because what you're doing is you're ingraining yourself in people's brains. Mm-hmm. You're ingraining trust factor. Trust factor is an incredibly difficult thing to put a number on.
Yeah.
You know, but just by merely being there, people are going, all right, well, these guys are going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
You know, one good way to illustrate this is one SEO ranking factor is if you've bought your domain name for 10 years. Because Google will look at that and say, these people are planning on being here for the long haul.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're more apt to serve them up because they're not some fly-by-night thing that might be gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's, you know, that's, I don't know, maybe $700 to make a 10-year purchase of your domain name.
Yeah.
You know, and wait, $700? More like $100. Yeah. Sorry, I lost my.
It depends on the domain name.
Yeah, 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 of course. Of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you want to. supercalifragilisticexpialidocious@co.uk, you know, you might be able to get that for way cheaper.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you're sitting there asking yourself, if social media doesn't convert, then what is the point? The point is trust factor, backlinking.
Mm-hmm.
So not only trust factor to to a human being, but also trust factor to Google search engines, you know, so on and so forth. And really sort of chipping away at the next step in your business's growth. You know, you have to dabble. You have to get in there and you have to try. And the best time to try, frankly, is when no one's looking.
Well, you know, and it's you can do a pretty simple just risk and reward sort of a situation. What are you really risking by setting up your social media sites?
Right.
Very little time and zero money. So do it.
yeah, absolutely. I guess that's the best argument is what's the risk? And the risk is none.
And the potential reward is there.
Right.
And you can experiment with that ad nauseum.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Until the cows come home. For everyone who doesn't speak Latin. I don't either, but I heard that.
Right. That's
ad nauseum.
That's Northern California Latin.
Until
the cows come home. You know, and this is the case with all the big social media. You know, I don't know if you need to go run down Tumblr with your local business. You know, it of course depends on what you're doing. If you're selling t-shirts and water pipes, you might want to hit Tumblr. But really, if you have a normal business, you know, Tumblr is probably not the place for you. But you want to hit LinkedIn, you want to hit Facebook, you want to hit Twitter.
Yeah.
And even if you're just all, well, nothing is going on here, you know, at least you're starting, at least you're doing something. And at least you're out there.
And I will say this. I teach high school kids at Cloudwise Academy in the evenings. And every time I have a class, one of the first classes, I actually do a show of hands to see what social media sites they're on, just to satisfy a little curiosity for myself. Among these high school students, Facebook is actually going down. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a Facebook account. You should. They're still, I think, the number one social media site out there. But, you know, I am saying that you need to change with the times as they change. So there's a handful of
Instagram. Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a rise with Twitter with my kids and their friends.
Yeah. Pinterest.
Oh, yeah.
Another big one.
Yeah. And Pinterest is the one that, you know, used to be the mom website.
That's right. And then someone put a barbecue on there and it's okay for dads now too.
Well, I'm always surprised, you know, Joe and I had an entire segment about the amount of traffic that was actually coming to a lot of our websites from Pinterest, which I'm like, oh my God, you know, this is crazy. But it's like, I find Pinterest in search results and I find myself really enjoying it when I'm there, you know?
Yeah. And they've got a good thing going.
All right. So the question is, if social media does not convert, then what's the point? And the point is it doesn't convert directly, but it does help your other conversion points. Get yourself out there, get on it, make it happen. Screw around with it.
Yeah.
What can go wrong? You're listening to The Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true, baby blue.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew.
Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As he prepared to lead the G7 Economic Summit, President Trump told reporters in Quebec that you shouldn't blame him for wanting Russia back into the fold, what would become the G8 after all, he says. It's not his fault that they took over the Crimean Peninsula.
Crimea was let go during the Obama administration, and, you know, Obama can say all he wants, but he allowed Russia to take Crimea. I may have had a much different attitude.
The president also defended tying the need for greater trade fairness to the U.S. national defense, saying that a strong balance sheet and overall strong economy is necessary if you want to have a strong military. Lava from that Kilauea volcano that flowed into Kapoho Bay has created nearly a mile of new land now. Jim Kawahikawa of the U.S. Geological Survey says the flow field got a little bit bigger this week.
The area of the flow field is about 9 square miles. There was no change in the lateral boundaries of the flows, but the ocean entry was fairly wide.
And officials with the U.S. Geological Survey say the flow is still very active. There's no way to know when the eruption will end, or for that matter, if more lava-spewing vents will open up in local neighborhoods. Golden State Warriors fans have a lot to cheer about after the team picked up another national championship last night. Warriors guard Steph Curry explained how he plays basketball with both joy and passion.
Me specifically, that's part of who I am and how I play the game. I've always had that kind of disposition to, you know, smile and laugh and joke and be free out there, and I think that's contagious throughout our organization.
It is the third title in 4 years for the Warriors, the second one they won in Quicken Loans Arena, where their 2015 title was secured as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Record heat is gripping much of the country right now. Race fans try to survive a few days. Deadly heat in the state of Texas have some help.
With daily temperatures already near 100, Texas Motor Speedway officials are adding several safety measures to help fans combat the heat throughout this DXC Technology 600 triple header weekend. Cooling buses from TMS and the Fort Worth Fire Department are available to anyone that needs some AC. Portacool fans are stationed on the concourse, and small disposable towels soaked in ice water are being handed out by Speedway volunteers. Val Dior reporting.
The head of the U.S. Marine Corps says it's time the U.S. military's branch, known for its fierce young warriors, becomes a little more mature. The Marine Corps is considering offering bonuses to entice older, more experienced Marines to reenlist as it builds up its cyber operations. The move marks an historic change that could transform the force. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Anthony Bourdain was a globetrotting food adventurer, fans scooping up his memoir following the news of his death by suicide in a French hotel.
Fans of celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain are sharing his clips on social media and flocking to Amazon to buy up his books. Four of them rose to the top 10, and Kitchen Confidential, the book that launched his notoriety in the year 2000, became number one. He spoke of that success in an AP interview a decade later.
Never owned anything, perpetually in debt, hard-working guy, to overnight the guy with the best job in the world.
Bourdain leaves behind an 11-year-old daughter. He was dating Italian actress Azia Argento, who recently accused producer Harvey Weinstein of rape, bringing Bourdain into the Me Too movement. His mother says Bourdain had success beyond his wildest dreams and told the New York Times he's absolutely the last person in the world she would have ever dreamed would do something like this. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More from townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
All right. All right, welcome to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Haworth, and this is my co-host, Sean. How are you doing, Sean?
Hello.
Good. You going to vote tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I haven't done any research for it whatsoever, other than, you know, I watch the news nightly, but I'm not, you know, I have a big complaint about our voting system, and that is that we're supposed to, you know, we've created this world full of grayness and fake news and whatever people want to call it.
Sure.
And I'm supposed to be educated to vote tomorrow while we've also created a world where I literally work more than 60 hours a week. You know, I have the three radio shows, I have three kids and a wife, and I'm supposed to be totally, like, ready to throw down and argue with a stranger on the street about birth control.
Yeah. But, I mean, college students are supposed to do all the reading, and you're supposed to read the end-user license agreement for iTunes, and no one does those things either. It almost seems un-American to, like, research who you're going to vote for. You just go in and choose the person with the most appealing name and just, you know, check that box, and that's the American way. That's what we do.
I bet you Jared knows this, but I can't think of the quote from it, but there's this funny episode of Futurama where they have a clone running against another clone, and like one clone is like, they're asking him what they think about a topic, and he's just all, I believe that we could go further on this topic, and then it cuts to the other guy and he's all, I don't believe that we've gone far enough. And like, you know, like, you know, this is pretty accurate, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure the both candidates are the same thing really holds up in like the age of Trump. I think, you know, if you get, like, generic Republican A and generic Democrat A, yeah, kinda. If you get generic Democrat A and Donald Trump, which is what the last election was, it's like, yeah, there's a big difference. And I feel like increasingly candidates are, like, distinguishing themselves in odd celebrity-like ways.
Well, I think that's a very pasteurized, real-world view of this, but you're on Radio Wasteland right now.
Oh, that's a good... I forgot myself. And I'm sorry, Chauncey.
The bottom line is, I think that we're being split on purpose because, you know, what better way to control the revolution than by starting it? I mean, they're just pitting people against one another while disparities between rich and poor get larger, and people go, well, it's the Republicans doing that, and people go, well, it's the Democrats. They're both doing these things that are causing these
situations, yes.
You know, and they don't care. You know, they don't care about race. They don't care about your religious freedoms. They don't care about any of those things.
They just
care about bottom line dollar money and if they can afford to have their bodies recloned to have their brains put in them.
I was with you right up until the end there.
Well, I don't really think that that's the case, but something like that is going on. There is something going on where basically we are just surrounded by the shadiest people ever. Here's the bottom line. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or an Obama supporter, but if you're within a stone's throw of becoming the president, you were shady a long time ago, I think.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Now, I am a patriot. And I will always vote because I'm not going to give up just because my brain is seeing something else. I'm not going to give up. I will vote, and I will always vote. And so you guys out there, get out and vote. But the bottom line is, you know, we got to burn this thing to the ground and start from the beginning.
So vote first, then armed revolution. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know about armed revolution. I don't know.
You just said burn this thing to the ground. What am I supposed to take away from that? People always say that. They say
I'm getting poetic.
What
I don't think
could they possibly mean when they say that, though? People always say that. What does that mean?
Well, I think for you punk fans out there, I think Fugazi put it really well, and they said it doesn't matter what you're selling, it's what you're buying.
Okay.
You know, and so stop buying it, you know. Stop buying into this.
But you just said, you know, there's only so many choices you can reasonably buy. You get, you know, the insidious macaroni or the diabolical ramen. It's all the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. or, and like, pretend with me here for a second.
I'm pretending.
Like, maybe there could be, like, a machine, and, like, my neighbor could, like, make ramen and, like, sell it locally. Like, maybe there's a way, like a person could make ramen without having to buy it in a bag from Walmart.
Don't
and pump all this
Johnson.
Money out.
I don't appreciate your sarcastic tone.
You know, the best thing you could probably do for this government is to shop locally and create local economies instead of pumping your money out to people who are God knows what.
If you can afford to do that, and if, you know, it's economically feasible for, you know, local farmers or whatever to actually survive, which is the case in, you know, an increasingly small number of places.
It is economically feasible. Stop eating ramen. You know, start eating other things. You know, start living within your realm. I'm really trying to do it.
Well,
and I'm failing.
You're crazy here.
Now, yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not coming from a higher pedestal talking down. I'm talking across. I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to anybody else. Hmm. But that's how we burn it to the ground.
That's
how
okay.
Especially here in California, you know, when that big recession hit and tons of people lost their jobs and so on and so forth, here in Redding, we wouldn't have been hit nearly as bad if we didn't have a Target and a Walmart and a Lowe's and all these things. If we had local businesses and the economy took a caca, I don't know, what's the radio-friendly term for a... Took a dive, yeah. Is that what the
Jared
kids...
with the sensible suggestion,
yeah,
thank you.
Is that what the kids are calling taking a poop now?
Jared? Oh, my God.
All right, so if when the economy took a dive...
Now it sounds dirty.
Had it all been, you know, local, we wouldn't have even noticed. Our economy wouldn't have even noticed. The reason why we noticed is because everybody lost their jobs that were associated with not being here.
That is fair.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably a little harder.
It is, and that's why it's like, it's easy to slip into it, and it's so hard to get out, you know. And I have no idea how we get out or where we get out, but that is how.
With armed revolution, easy.
Armed revolution is, look throughout history, armed revolution 90% of the time just passes the buck to somebody else who's super shady.
Well, that's true, but you get a sort of interregnum period where things can be a little bit better for a little while.
Yeah, but that's as selfish as shopping at Walmart and buying ramen. You know, you get your your short lifespan of greatness, but then your kids get to live in the filth that the next despot deals with.
Okay, well, as long as we're, you know, destroying fossil fuel power, you know, factories or whatever in the process, we're still guaranteeing a better life for our children, even if they have to hunt raccoons or whatever.
Yeah, I'm definitely playing devil's advocate, you know. I'm definitely playing devil's advocate. But I definitely think there's something that needs to be done. I do not feel good about voting tomorrow, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And also, I'm disturbed by the fact that this country is even more divided than it was at the election. I don't even see how that's possible, but it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think I definitely agree with one of the main points you seem to be making, which is that I think the big divide in this country is not left and right at all. It's rich and poor.
Yeah, it's Goldstein's Bible, if anybody's read 1984.
Exactly.
All right, our guest tonight, Garth Skywalker, tour guide, psychic, movie maker, here to talk to us about Mount Shasta and Lemurians.
Hopefully cheer us up a little.
Cheer us up. Yeah, well, it's from Mount Shasta, man. They always have these positive outlooks and stuff like that. I'm sure that he's going to. So come on back. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out what's happening in Sacramento. What are all of these laws, including the newest bill that says you can only have 55 gallons of water to use daily? What's the impact on people up here in Northern California? This and Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a watt.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Garth Skywalker. Are you there with us, Garth?
Yep.
All right, it's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited because, you know, one of my retirement dreams in this world is to make my own little movies, and you're our second filmmaker to have on here, and I'm always impressed when somebody goes through the effort to actually do that. Because, you know, it's seriously time-consuming. And
a lot of us dream about it and never do it.
Yeah, we're as Americans, we're all excited and impressed by movie making. So how did you get started in making movies and being a tour guide at Mount Shasta? You know, what path did you take to get there?
Well, it's been a long, circuitous route. When I was very young, I saw a James Cagney black and white movie on television. And that man shot three people with a snub nose 38 without aiming. And I thought, wow, that's quite a story to tell.
Yeah.
I was amazed by the flickering lights in the dark room. And as I got older, I started seeing my own visions as a conduit for the Creator and the Great Spirit and Mother Nature. I've been picked out among 7.5 billion people to be one with a glimpse of the big picture. And in that regard, I've always written stories based on my experiences since I learned to write. And I started writing short stories, and they morphed into longer short stories, and that morphed into writing screenplays for Disney 25 years ago, because I was of a mind that Disney is teaching morals and ethics to generations. And it used to be fluffy and light and beautiful, but then it turned into rape and pillage and murder, and they switched from being nice to being mean. And I thought maybe if Mark Twain had come back and wrote a story and Disney got wind of that, maybe, just maybe, we could get back to helping people through our storytelling instead of causing problems. And now here we are, you know, 40 years later, and we've got constant instant schoolyard happening. It's not okay the way people have trained other people to act in society.
So are you saying you think life is imitating art, or that art is imitating life?
I'm saying that the purveyors of movies for the past two generations have polluted minds. People don't understand how polluted they are when they watch that stuff over and over again. Right now, girls and boys are coming back from the wars, and they've got PTSD. The men and women that sit behind a video control and send bombs to kill real people, they have PTSD, and they're sitting half a world away. So the correlation is there. When you see that graphic violence, you get PTSD, or you're not a human being. Human beings are meant to feel and react when they see that kind of thing. And people aren't feeling and reacting when they see that kind of thing. It's normal now, and it's not supposed to be. So I wrote a movie, but it's based on a short story I wrote in high school. My first feature-length screenplay, it's called Hobo Grove, and I wrote it with the Disney budget in mind. And then I went to Hollywood, and I knocked on the agent's doors, and nobody wanted a story that Mark Twain would have got a kick out of, maybe, if you were alive. Although I did channel the man, and he liked it. And it's live on YouTube. Anybody can go see it 24/7.
I have seen it.
What did you think?
I thought it was heartwarming and interesting. You know, I did. I felt that, and you know, I wasn't really making the connections that you're saying now as they're being explained to me. But I get what you're saying, and I do see that you were trying to do that. I definitely do.
It does seem like the sort of thing they don't really make in the U.S. anymore. Movie-wise, anyway.
Well, then I accomplished the goal that I set out. My telos was to put something out there that was going to help people somewhere down the line, give them a thought, give them something good to think about. Now, I wrote that about the Great Recession way back in 2002 when I rewrote it for a high school digital video film class and club to produce on a shoestring budget. It was an 8-month project that we set up. We had a recipe. We shot the interiors during the winter months and the exteriors during spring and summer. 8 months, we had 46 hours of footage, different takes over and over and again. And we whittled down the best takes that we got into the movie, you see, an hour and a half. Thank you. I appreciate your comment that it's not something you see every day.
And, you know, that's also why I say that I'm always so impressed when somebody actually does this, because, you know, this world has sort of left us with the impression that a director's job is what a cinematographer does. But really, The hard part about making a movie is project management. You're talking about 8 months, 46 hours of footage. You're talking about a massive, massive...
That was just shooting. It was an eight-month shoot. It took us 2.5 years to edit.
Yeah, all the more case, you know, that it takes a massive commitment and the ability to sort of untangle this massive web of stuff in order to come up with something.
What did you think about foretelling of what this country needs is another Lincoln, only one that doesn't get shot?
Yeah, I agree with that.
The Great Recession taking place a full 7 years after I rewrote it for the high school. What do you think about that? Did that say anything about this character, Darth Skywalker, possibly maybe having a little glimpse of the larger picture?
Well, it definitely tuned into the future, unfortunately.
That's why I'm in association with ShastaVortex.com in Mount Shasta City, because now I get to help people on a one-on-one basis every single day.
And so,
instead of dealing with 250 people that are volunteering time and money and energy into a production, I get to do one-on-one with people that come up from Babylon, and I get to take them out into Mother Nature, and I get to help them find the cure.
Is Babylon like a reference to the cities or to the...
Absolutely.
To the speedy life.
It's a reference to the lineage that goes back here 15,000 years. What the natives knew are what they know today. The natives knew them by different names and different stories, but today we know them as Lemurians and Telosians and the Ascended Masters. The natives were well acquainted with these people for long, long before the New Age got here, long, long before the teenager from Wairika wrote a story back in the 1880s. The reason that teenager, Frederick Spencer Oliver, wrote A Dweller on Two Planets was he was from Wairika, and he hung out with the natives. And he morphed that into his tall tale.
I don't know what The Dweller on Two Planets is. What is this?
A Dweller on Two Planets, or A Dividing of the Way, is a book that was published by Frederick Spencer Oliver's mother and her friends in 1905. He wrote it between 83 and 86, and it detailed his experiences. He was taken into the city, and he detailed those experiences. It's a difficult cover to find. If you find one, I'd like a copy.
Oh, it's that hard to find, huh? Well, right down the street from us is the Shasta Historical Society. I wonder if we could find a copy in there.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, well, we're coming up on our first commercial break here. Garth, when we come back, I'm hoping to really sort of learn more from you about what exactly the Lemurians are and what this message is, or what the truth is that you're trying to convey and get out there to people. You're listening to Garth Skywalker here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Garth Skywalker, here. We're talking about, now we're going to talk about Mount Shasta and Lemurians and Talosians. Maybe you can hit me first with what a Talosian is. I've never actually heard that.
Well, Talos is the fabled city under Mount Shasta. People have been talking about for well over 100 years. The author H.P. Blavatsky in the 19th century, who started the Theosophical Society, he wrote about the highly evolved beings that live under the mountain and periodically come out and bestow their jewels of wisdom, of peace and harmony to specific people on the mountain throughout the years. And 1925, author named Celsius linked Lemuria, the lost continent of, off the Pacific, to Mount Shasta, stating that the inhabitants of Lemuria had to escape their island after the attack by the Atlanteans, and their island sank. They were evacuated to Mount Shasta, and they've lived under the mountain ever since. Another author, Harvey Spencer Lewis, wrote the book in 1931, Lemuria, the Lost Continent of the Pacific, the Mystery People of Mount Shasta, and went into more detail. All books that ought to be available if people would like to delve into that, more about that. My experience has been the last 18 years on this mountain. I have seen and heard and experienced things that are otherworldly. I have met people on this mountain that I don't believe exist in real time, but nevertheless, I had the experience with them. And part of that was I was opened up after going into a sweat lodge below one of the campgrounds on the mountain 10 years ago. And I met a medicine man who became my medicine man named Charlie Tom. And he helped me go from a person with a severe debilitating back injury that thought I was going to end up in a wheelchair and then worse because of all the pain. He showed me that these bodies are resilient. And sometimes the doctors are wrong. And with the power of positive visualization, good nutrition, good health, sweating is a worldwide known remedy to help cure ills. And people have done it all over the world since the world began. And I was fortunate enough to find out about it 10 years ago. And I've gone into ceremony and I've seen and heard things that you can't explain. You have to experience it. You have to seek out a bona fide medicine person that has opened his sweat lodge doors to people of all cultures and is a teetotaler, somebody who doesn't allow drugs or alcohol and requests that you fast and cleanse yourself before entering the sweat lodge, because there are thousands and thousands of those that will charge nickels and dimes to tourists to give them the experience, but it's not the same.
And these are probably the ones that we hear about in the news where tragedies happen and stuff like that?
Yes, it's been documented. There are those plastic credit card shaman and shaw women who find those seeking something that is within, outside of themselves. They're not willing to look themselves in the eye in the mirror and come to terms with this fact, considering everything we know about science, everything we know about the stars, everything we know about planet Earth, that we're here on this blue planet out in the Milky Way is an effing miracle. It is a miracle.
Well, I definitely agree with that.
People need to understand how special it is to be alive on this planet. And that's what the Telosian's message is.
And so earlier when you were talking about how you were chosen from 7.5 billion people to spread this message, this is the message that you were chosen to spread.
I'm only one out of 7.5 billion, and there's a psychic tsunami of love that is surrounding this planet. And we're getting close to that 101st monkey theory. When everyone flies in unison, like the migrating birds. The monkey washes that apple, and they all wash it at the same time. We're coming really close to that here in the age of Aquarius, the beginning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, that's interesting. I actually referenced the 100th monkey theory.
Pardon me?
I actually referenced the 100th monkey theory here quite often because I find it to be so interesting. And
Obama told us things are going to get worse before they get better. Boy, was he right.
Yeah, arguably, that's been going on through a couple of presidents, though. Huh?
And that's just, you know, the most recent history. It's been going on since old Uncle Ike told us to beware of the military-industrial complex. I mean, this is not going to watch. There is a blue wave that is circling this planet. And I know a lot of your listeners are hardcore, right, conservative, but I'm sorry, and I pray in gratitude for their healing. Because there is great healing that needs to take place in the hearts and minds of all of those who are pointing fingers at others because they don't understand there's three fingers pointing back at them. When we see something that we abhor, we are looking at a mirror image of things that we don't like in our own personality. So we're teaching ourselves. And I have a lot of friends and family that are conservative and Republican and Green Party and Libertarian, and I love them all equally. And the message is this. It's our sacred duty as Americans in the United States to teach the world through proper examples of what works in an enlightened society. And when we don't do that, then we have a chance for healing because that's what we're here to do, every single one of us in America. I don't care what your ideology, your religion, as a United States citizen or a person that's becoming a citizen or a person that's come here and hopes to be a citizen, every single one of us, it's our duty, our sacred duty, to teach through proper examples of what works in an enlightened society. And there are examples. We do have examples. Unfortunately, those examples have been usurped by the 1% that have been trained by the reptilian Anunnaki that biogenetically engineered us to dig for their gold and diamonds. But what they didn't understand was when we start eating meat, our brains are going to grow and we're going to have a different idea than just dig for their gold and diamonds. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So the Anunnaki and maybe the Nibiru, maybe ties into this Lemuria somehow?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all connected, my brother, every single bit of it. My comment was because the conspiracy theorists are up in arms doesn't mean that it's not real if it's really real.
I had one question for you about Lemuria to take us back a little bit.
Okay.
I've always been kind of interested in this lost continent, you know. So is Lemuria and Mu and Atlantis, are these all different or are these all referencing the same thing?
Well, Lemuria and Mu are basically tied together.
I see.
That's one entity, as far as I know. Now, there may be experts in the field that dispute that. But that's as far as my knowledge goes. And I probably have another view of what happened, but I'm going with the experts on that.
I see.
When you ask about Atlanteans, it was perfect. It was perfect on Mu. It was perfect in Atlantis. Everything was going perfect. Until the love of power corrupted.
Well, let me cut you off there. We're coming up on a commercial break, and I definitely have a lot more questions about this one.
Power corrupts.
I agree with that. You're listening to Garth Skywalker here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Garth Skywalker, here. We're talking about Lemurians. So, Telosians come from Telos. So, maybe you can help us to understand this a little bit.
It's two different tribes. You've got the Lemurians that came out when their continent was lost due to the war with the Atlanteans, due to them... The Atlanteans got really full of themselves. They thought they were all that, and they went after Lemuria. They went after the Lemurians and Mu, and that was it. Cataclysm. The Lemurians escaped, the ones that survived, to Mount Shasta, and they moved into the Lemurian gardens under the mountain near the Crystal City, where the Telosians, the highly evolved beings, the ascended masters, live. Adama and his brethren and sisters and all of the highly evolved beings that they talk about in the books by the different authors that write about Telos and Lemuria.
Okay, so we've had a guest on here before. I'm not remembering who it was specifically, but they were saying that inside Mount Shasta, basically the city
exists outside of our plane of existence. Is that...
There are vortices all over this mountain and portals. And there are specific ones that we go to, and we will do guided tours into Telos and the Lemurian Gardens, provided our clients are ready for that experience. Not all of them are. We run into quite a few who aren't able to be honest with themselves. And in that regard, we help them overcome that and then allow them the opportunity to re-enter at another time if they're denied entrance.
So
and
what,
the only reason they're denied entrance is because they're not truthful with themselves.
So what does one of these tours look like? Like for a listener who's interested, you know, what are they getting themselves into?
On the client. It's we cater each tour specifically to the client. When they show up, we give them a checklist of specific things to bring. And when we meet them, we will ask them what their intent and desire is for the day's events. And then because of our extensive knowledge of the portals and the vortexes on the mountain, and the sacred spots, we're able to steer them into an experience that is an awakening, a healing, a curing of that which society burdens those of us that choose to be on that hamster wheel of high-priced goods and services. And, you know what I'm talking about.
I unfortunately do, because I not only...
I think that's how we started our show, actually, before
came
on.
I'm trapped on this wheel. You know, this world has created this world where, you know, my kids need pants and they need food and they need, you know, I have three children. I'm very much in this wheel. You know, I was talking in the introduction. I literally work 60 hours a week.
You've been trained to do that by the 1%.
I agree with you. I need some... Needs a vortex.
You're doing a great job. You're making them all rich.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Now, that being said, they're eligible for healing too. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, it's just they're lying to themselves just like the rest of us, right? They're just better at it.
Over 2,500 billionaires on Mother Earth who have drawn lines on her and have bought and sold pieces of her to each other to make themselves rich. And there are 70 million in that 1%. 70 million people that are raping and pillaging, and they've got their heels on our neck. Well, it's time for us to stop that with progressive action. At the ballot box, tomorrow is voting day in California. I don't care who you vote for, but you go out and you make your voice heard, or you're not part of this experiment in democracy. You are a complainer and an armchair quarterback who couldn't give a fig about this wonderful idea that got usurped by the 1%. When we didn't listen to old Uncle President Eisenhower. He warned us 60 years ago not to let this happen. And now here we are on the brink. When you pray for peace on Earth, well, the old Twilight Zone episode was, yeah, it'll be peaceful after all the bombs cook off. So we need to be specific with our prayer, especially on Mount Shasta, because it is one of the fabled seven sacred mountains on this planet. And with the prayers that we come up here with and our ceremony that we do in Sacred Sweat Lodge, we're praying for you. We're praying for your family. We're praying for your descendants, for the next seven generations to live in this garden harmoniously with nature.
Well, I appreciate the prayers. And We're getting close to the end here. You just said something that really piqued my interest. Do we know what the other six mountains are?
They've been fabled as many and far and wide. But the reality is the finest property on Gaia's green earth is right under your feet.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
As the pine marten calls out of the ancient red fir forest to say hi to me. Wow. That's the creator's exclamation marks right there. Three big ones. Wow.
So we're not too far from the end of the show here. You know, how can people find out a little bit more about you and your message and the Shasta Vortex tours?
I'm on Facebook, Garth Skywalker, three words. And yes, Luke and Leah are my cousins. And I had an evil brother, but we turned him to the good side.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And what about the Shasta Vortex tours?
The ShastaVortex.com is where you'd like to go if you'd like to experience any of that or more. And we'll cater a tour for you specifically. You call Ashlyn. She's my associate and the owner of ShastaVortex.com. We're in downtown Mount Shasta on Chestnut Street. If she doesn't answer the phone or if she's not there, then please leave a message and we'll get back to you just as soon as we can. And we will cater a tour for you to find that which you seek.
Yeah, and you very much just reminded me, Ashlyn was the one that we've had on the show where we were talking about Lemurians before.
Oh,
and
she was helping.
And
that's
she was helping
why
us.
I'm associated with her. When I met her about 12 years ago as I was volunteering up on the mountain with the U.S. Forest Service and the Bioregional Ecology Center, she's one of the thousands that stood out as the real deal. She is the real deal. A channeler of extraordinary capabilities. A seer, a diviner of wisdom. Well, there's 7.5 billion people on this planet, but there's only one Ashlyn.
Yeah, we really enjoyed having her on here. She shared some of her poetry with us.
It was, I'm glad. Maybe we can do this again sometime. I enjoyed it.
Yes, yeah. I would love to do it again. And
There's more. There's lots.
Man, I can tell because we were covering.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
We were covering a couple topics there that I wanted to go back to, but I knew that we needed to move on. Unfortunately, we're at the end here. Garth, you've been listening to Garth Skywalker here on Radio Wasteland talking about Mount Shasta and Lemurians. Thanks for checking us out.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.